Once we get through our meetings on Monday and Tuesday, where we kind of set the board, I'll spend some time with Steve Bisciotti. But I'm going to just enjoy the draft. I'm a fan as well as I'm a guy that has to make the pick. And so I will sit there, enjoy, and see what the other teams do ahead of us and try to match what they do to what their team really needs.
11 or 12 years ago, you had to wait till 31. You ended up with Todd Heap. That didn't work out too poorly.
No, it's not. And we think it's going to be a good player there this year. We'll have 32 players graded. And we'll have a player that, you know, if it goes 31, that goes off the board the way some people think it would, then we'll have a good player.
What's the activity right now, like with the phones, with other teams, one way or another? Is it at this point kind of dull? Does it pick up in a few days, or what's it like right now?
I think it's kind of quiet right now. I think it'll pick up starting Monday. Teams will start calling about, you know, hey, I might want to move up, or are you thinking about moving back? So I think things will start to pick up on Monday or Tuesday next week.
When you assess this draft, I've heard John Harbaugh said last night on my show that it was very deep, but not necessarily top heavy. How would you assess the quality in this pool?
Well, I think it's going to be players that are going to be able to come in and help different teams. I think different teams are looking for different types of players at different positions. And I think people are going to come away feeling very good about the work that they do over next weekend.
Ozzie, when you look back at your incredible history of drafting players at the top of this organization, do you get more satisfaction of hitting with a first-round pick and a potential superstar, the JOs, the Rays, Suggs, right on down the line, or do you get more satisfaction finding a contributor in, let's say, 4, 5, 6, 7?
I just enjoy watching the players come in, mature, and become good citizens. You know, become good players on the field, but also become good citizens also, you know, and be able to walk away from this game and knowing that 13, 14 years from now, I can get a good hug that I was a part of their life.
Also, Ozzie, it's going to be a little different this year. For the first time as the head of the Ravens and general manager, there won't be Ray Lewis taking the field. There won't be Jonathan Ogden. There won't be Ed Reed, a sure first ballot Hall of Famer. Does that change anything?
No, not really. Because I think those guys' impact is here. Ray in the number of years he was here, Ed Reed the number of years he was here, they trained. A lot of our players got a chance to watch the way they prepared, watch the way they practiced, and watch the way they played on Sundays or whenever the NFL games were. So their impacts far exceed them being in the building.
What's the situation right now at left tackle? Bryant McKinney, he's tweeted out he's had conversations with you, or his agents had conversations with you. What's the latest at left tackle?
Well, you know, we've had conversation with Brian. We got two guys that we think could play in both KO and Michael Orr, and then we'll go into the draft. You know, I think this might play itself out all the way up until the week before our first game, you know, before we put our best five out there on the field.
What's the work that gets done between now and 9 days from now? Are you watching tape continuously still at this point?
Yes, I am. You know, I'm probably as behind as anybody in the building because of all the other duties that I have. But, you know, now that we've kind of got the board set, I know what players I need to watch. And we'll just be breaking up clumps. You know, we got a clump here at receiver. We got a clump at defensive backs. And at some point, you have to get those groups broken down to who you would take first, second, third, or fourth.
Right now, we're entering your second draft ever after winning a Super Bowl. Does that change anything as far as mentality in an offseason? Does it allow you to maybe do things to look maybe forward 2, 3, 4 years down the road, or does everything kind of remain the same in the Ravens' patterns of doing business?
No, we still want to win this year. It's important for us to, and it's important for the guys in the locker room to understand that what we're doing, that we're still trying to win and we're not looking for 3 or 4 years from now, because they're not guaranteed to be here 3 or 4 years from now. So that's the important aspect of it. But we want to win. You know, our fans deserve for us to win, and we're doing everything that we can to put our best product on the field this year.
Ozzie Newsome, thank you so much, and best of luck next week.
Thank you.